Good morning, KBLA Talk 1580 community. This is Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus. Urban Family Focus is that program that talks about all the subjects that we don't talk about enough within the black family. Subjects like addiction, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, financial literacy, and grief. If it affects the urban family, we bring attention to it and we provide the resources and answers to your questions about it. Our qualified experts offer you knowledge, tools, and coping skills that you need to deal with your individual and family issues. Speaking of living your best life, which is our goal for you to do, is live your best life. We always give you a word from Sister Nawili, a word for the week. And that word this week is intuition is real. Vibes are real. Energy doesn't lie. Tune in. And today we're going to tune in to our bodies. Our goal here on Urban Family Focus is to make sure when you get up early on a Saturday morning, you get that worm. That worm is wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation. So tell everybody you know to download the KBLA 1580 app and listen anywhere, anytime. We got a lot to talk about here on KBLA Talk 1580, and today's topic falls in the category of health and wellness. Our topic today is healing hands, preventing and treating physical and mental health with chiropractic and massage therapy. We're going to tune in to our bodies today with Brother and massage therapist and physical therapist, Brother Lee Williams. Lee Williams is a physical therapist and massage therapist, and he has 35 years of experience, including sports injuries, rehabilitation, and personal mental and physical stress management. He has a degree from Cal Poly Pomona, my alma mater, in kinesiology, spent 2 years on staff with the LA Clippers before focusing on his spa business. And we also have with us today Dr. Mel Braxton. He's a chiropractor and sports medicine physician with 21 years of successfully treating a number of conditions like sciatica, low back pain, herniated discs, neck pain, headaches, neuritis, carpal tunnel, just to name a few. He's also a former pro athlete who understands the pains and hits that the body can endure. Gentlemen, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Good morning, Gerald.
Good morning and welcome. Thank you.
All right. We have two young men sitting in here this morning. I want everybody to imagine this. I'm sitting down, and they're sitting down, and they're taller than I am when I'm standing up. These brothers, one of them is 6'9", and the other one is 6'8". And when I talk about healing hands, they got some hands that you won't believe. But we're going to start with you, Lee, and I affectionately call you Dip because that's what your nickname back at Cal Poly when you was the center of the basketball team.
Exactly.
And so everybody's, when I come in there and say it's Dip here, everybody looks at me crazy.
Like, but they don't know who you're talking about.
Exactly. But Dip, tell us a little bit about your path in becoming a physical therapist and a healer and some of the things you experienced along the way.
Well, starting off, I was born here in L.A., here in the Crenshaw district. I went to Crenshaw High School, so I know about this area quite well. My journey to wellness, physical therapy, massage therapy started out at about 19. I was playing ball, got hurt, and then that started the rehab. And I got introduced to physical and massage therapy at that time and got an interest in it, and it started there. It came to me. It was nothing I was seeking. It came to me.
And now it's your passion.
Now it's my passion. I've been doing it for 35 plus years. The power of touch, the power of physical therapy at certain levels, it's good.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Dr. Braxton, you talk about being a pro athlete as being the catalyst for your career. Is that where the passion came from, or did it just come organically?
Came basically by getting hurt when I was playing in the CBA. I hurt my low back and was there in South Dakota, and the coaches were like, well, there's nothing we can really do for you. I was like, there's no treatment. And I was literally bent over. And they were like, no. So they sent me home, and I flew home on a plane bent over. But blessedly, my uncle was here, and he was a chiropractor right here in the Crenshaw District, right on King and Buckingham.
Okay.
And so my dad was like, well, you need to go see him, see if he can get you back together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it started. Dr. Holloway.
Dr. Holloway.
Corey Holloway.
All right.
That was my mentor, and he got me back to running. And from that point, it was such a hard road in coming back that I could run for a few minutes, mm-hmm. but then it would grab me and stop me. So that got me to thinking, I need to start thinking about something else than playing.
Right, right, right. Well, both of you kind of got here the same way through being athletes and by getting hurt, and it guided you to something that obviously has become a successful career for both of you. And where I see the synergy in what you two of you do, and you guys have been working together now for quite a while, you know, a lot of medical treatments are about the symptoms, or about the condition, but the things that you guys do also help prevent injury and prevent people from getting stressed out and having mental issues, and prevents people from having physical issues by keeping them in alignment, or mm-hmm. what I like to say, in a good spiritual balance. And I think I see that as a synergy between what both of you do. So let's talk a little bit about that prevention part. You know, what is it about massage therapy that helps people stay, you know, this COVID situation, people are stressed out, anxious, tight, you know, how does massage therapy keep people from having any serious mental issues based on the situation that they happen to be in?
Well, stress levels create a stress hormone, cortisol. And this hormone creates inflammatory processes in the body. It creates stiffness, headaches, decreased circulation. And massage therapy can come along and release another hormone, endorphins, which counteract the cortisol. And when the endorphins are released, then the body goes on to a different place of relaxation, mm-hmm. of decreasing the stress levels.
Okay. And Dr. Braxton, I know everybody knows or thinks they know what a chiropractor does and what their function is. But give us the real story of this ancient yet modern medicine that's been around forever and that has really helped people not just heal, but people stay healthy throughout their life.
Yeah, well, most people know it as, oh, you go for your back.
Exactly.
And basically, that's just how it came about to people. And they believed it's just for my back. When my back hurts, I need to go to the chiropractor. But mm-hmm. what it basically is actually dealing with the spine and the nervous system. Mm-hmm. So when your spine and nervous system are all clogged up, your body starts to kind of shut down and your organs don't get as 100% of effectiveness as they do when, if you were standing on a water hose and water was coming out, it's not coming out at 100%. So an adjustment from a chiropractor is from the cervical, from the top mm-hmm. of your head, all the way down. And we adjust the spine to realign the bones to get pressure off of the nerves, mm-hmm. to release the muscles that grab the nerves, so the body can perform at 100%.
I've had friends, relatives, people who, like you say, like you were, literally bent over, literally couldn't stand up, you know, and go for chiropractic treatment. And sometimes it took a series of treatments for them to get themselves together. But it seems to me that the one thing they all come away with, that after that trip to the chiropractor, I don't know whether it came directly from you or directly from the chiropractor themselves, but they seem to change their whole attitude about being healthy and eating right and, you know, all types of different holistic things that they learn.
Right, because the doctors of the future are about health mm-hmm. and wellness by the food you eat, right. and the way you take care of your body, by getting massage and breaking down your stress levels mm-hmm. and adjusting your spine to keep your body healthy. What you put in your body is what you get out of your body.
Absolutely, absolutely. I had a saying that I used to tell people all the time, that, you know, whatever goes wrong with your body is a result of what you do or don't put in it. You know, mm-hmm. and we face, in particularly in the African-American community, we face a lot of ailments based on what we do and what we don't put in our bodies. Some of it is traditional foods that we've eaten all the time. And mm-hmm. There was a time when we were in the field breaking our back, sweating all day, you know, and those foods helped us get through.
Right.
You know, now we're sitting behind a desk, punching on a computer, eating a lot of the same things, and it's causing some other issues over time.
Yeah, less of the work on your body. Mm-hmm. So you're not breaking down the foods properly and the foods aren't as healthy okay. anymore.
We're here today with Dr. Braxton and Lee Williams, who are practitioners of healing hands. And when we come forward, we're going to continue our conversation talking about how these two therapies can help us stay healthy and get healthy. And we'd like for you to participate in that conversation. So just give us a call at KBLA Talk 1580 at 800-920-1580, 800-920-1580. When we come forward, we're going to continue with Healing Hands on Urban Family Focus.
Healthy lives,
healthy home,
and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith
when we come forward
on KBLA Talk 1580.
Well, I started my own restaurant because I love to cook, but that also means a lot of greasy pots and pans. And we can't waste time with endless sink changeovers. So we upgraded to Dawn Professional Pot and Pan.
Dawn Professional cleans 58% more pots and pans per sink than the leading competitor.
Less dish soap, fewer changeovers, and more time doing what we love.
Dawn Professional. It's clean. Upgraded. From P&G Professional.
This might be one of the toughest weeks of your life. First, your loved one has gone into a long-term skilled nursing facility due to Alzheimer's, a broken hip, or other illness. Then you find out the cost can be over $10,000 per month, and it's not covered by Medicare or your health insurance. And skilled nursing home care is not covered by your HMO or veterans benefits either. What do you do? For middle-class families, the cost can wipe out a lifetime of savings. Attorney Zoran Basic at Nursing Home Solutions can help you obtain long-term skilled nursing home care paid by the state, even if you own a home, a business, or have savings. Remember, you paid into these benefits. These are benefits that you have earned. Protect your assets that have taken a lifetime to build. Most families can get results within 30 days. Call Attorney Zoran Basic today at 1-800-773-6467. That's 1-800-773-6467. Or log on to nhscare.com. That's Nursing Home Solutions, 1-800-773-6467.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
The Institute for Diversity Certification is all about the three Ds: dedication, determination, and discipline. Learn more about our globally recognized diversity certification program today by calling 1-800-983-6192. Again, 1-800-983-6192, or visit diversitycertification.org. As the number one organization for certified diversity professionals and also certified diversity executive credentials, diversitycertification.org will provide an opportunity for you to demonstrate dedication to the field, determination to make progress, and more discipline to your process. Go today and learn more about the diversity certification system. Call 1-800-983-6192. Again, 1-800-983-6192. Or go to diversitycertification.org. That's diversitycertification.org. The standard of excellence, equity, diversity, and inclusion.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith,
a spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and today we're here with physical therapist and massage therapist, Brother Lee Williams, and doctor of chiropractic medicine, Brother Mel Braxton, and we're talking about healing hands and how these two professions can help us stay healthy and get healthy if they're used properly and in conjunction with all the other things that we do to take care of our minds and our bodies. And before we get back into our conversation with them, I just want to remind everybody that Urban Family Focus is brought to you and presented by the Los Angeles Urban League. And the Los Angeles Urban League, in conjunction with Parkside Economic Development Corporation, is bringing back the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program. These are virtual workshops that talk about things that empower us to not only build wealth, but sustain wealth and be able to pass down legacy wealth. The first virtual workshop is actually going to be this Wednesday, March 9th at 6 p.m. And that workshop is going to feature KBLA Talk 1580's own Nigel Roberts talking about crypto essentials, the basic crypto knowledge, and the do's and don'ts. And we're going to be doing these workshops every second and fourth Wednesday in March, April, and May. Some of the topics will be wealth impacted by the unexpected, building wealth with real estate, a healthy approach to wealth building, women handling business, and rewiring for personal success. For sign up today for these free workshops at laul.org/BWAARP. That's laul.org/BWAARP for the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program that we affectionately call BWARP. So, Dr. Braxton, what do you consider, since today's topic is healing hands, what do you consider healing hands, and how does it apply to what you do every day in your chiropractic practice?
My belief of healing hands is someone that is able to use their hands to manipulate the body and the spine, mm-hmm. to manipulate the muscles, to help release energy, because we're all created of energy. So healing hands have energy to flow into your body and help you heal your body with just energy that you're pulling from me.
So when a person comes to you and expresses, you know, the tension area, or a lot of times they may even get referred to you by another medical professional. Mm-hmm. The assessment, how do you determine the program, the length of the program, and what ailments, you know, do you see most in our community?
Most of the ailments in our community are sciatica, low back pain, migraine, headaches, and stress release. So when you come to me, my diagnosis goes off of actually talking to you about what your job may be, what your home life is, the things you do on a regular basis that put you into those different situations. And when I go to treat you, I treat you by adjusting the spine and adjusting the muscles and kind of just working through your body.
Mm-hmm. So Lee, in conjunction with that, and as we pointed out earlier, there is a definite synergy between the two professions. So how do you determine, after doing your assessment, meeting somebody for the very first time, how do you determine, or what would they say to you that would get you to determine which type of massage or which treatment would work best for their situation?
In the evaluation, I'll ask them questions about their lifestyle, about what kind of work they do, about their activities, and that will give me information. Whereas I'll have some idea of what to work with, how much pressure to put on a patient, what modalities to use. There's three modalities I use specifically, and then those are massage, hot packs, and ultrasound. Ultrasound is like a deep heating process. So I'll evaluate them, and then we'll go from there. We'll try to, there's three things that happen with massage. Increased circulation, number one, increased oxygenation, number two, and increased lymphatic drainage. Lymphatic drainage is part of the body's immune system, in certain areas of the body, it doesn't have a pump like blood does. Mm-hmm. The only time lymphatic fluid moves is when you move or you get a massage. Those knots that you feel in your shoulders sometimes, mm-hmm. or in your lower back or in your mid-back, a lot of times those are clogged muscles with lymphatic fluid, with toxic lymphatic fluid in them.
Okay. All right. Well, let me make it personal. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a lot of very informative and highly educated guest on this show. So when I get them to come in here, I try to get a little free treatment, a little free, you know, a little free information myself. So and a lot of times what I'm dealing with is something that maybe somebody who's listening is dealing with. Well, and I've tried to live a pretty healthy life. Mm-hmm. I was a vegetarian for a long time, mm-hmm. and I still, mm-hmm. you know, eat vegetarian most mm-hmm. of the time, and I've always been active and, mm-hmm. And tried to stay in some type of decent shape. But as I got older, I started to experience difficulty sleeping. And naturally, when you have those, you know, things, you do what you can, you know, over the counter, whatever you hear about that may help you, the melatonin and all those different mm-hmm. things, go to the doctor. Sometimes they prescribe medication. And I'm one of those people that not big on jumping to the medication thing. And so the massage did help me. And that was one of the reasons, you know, why, you know, you and I've had such mm-hmm. a long relationship, Lee, mm-hmm. is the massage. So I know that massage helps sleeping. What would you as a chiropractor, Dr. Mel, recommend for me when it comes to getting a better night's sleep?
Cervical adjustments are really good in releasing the spine in the upper neck area, mm-hmm. which causes tension, which keeps people up a lot. It's just because their neck is so tight and shoulders are tight and they just really can't relax to, you know, lay down. Mm-hmm. So when you adjust the upper cervicals and things, you release the nerve that's pressing on little things that run to the brain that are giving you a different signal. Mm-hmm. And so you kind of take that pressure off and people are able to just, it just kind of calms down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a regular massage appointment, you know, that I have. And one of the things that also helped me a great deal, actually in the doctor's office, that same doctor that was writing a prescription for me, one of his nurses kind of pulled me to the side and said, "Hey, have you ever tried hot yoga?" Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "I heard of yoga. I know what yoga is, but no, I'd never tried hot yoga." And I actually got to a point where I needed to do something. So I started going to hot yoga on a regular basis, and that really did help. So, which is one of those other, you know, holistic type institutions, so in your practices, both of your practices, do you find that people who come to you also do things like yoga, meditation, you know, they're all on that same wavelength?
Yeah, a lot of people in that come to our practice are looking for other alternatives than going for medication. Mm-hmm. So there's today's world is really stems around doing herbs, doing a lot of stretching, doing a lot of personal work on yourself mm-hmm. to kind of deal with all the stresses that are going on and things like that. So in our practice, we provide different ways to do all of that with the massage therapy, with physical therapy, and the modalities we use.
Yeah. So Lee, let me ask you a question. I know you were saying that you, after your assessment, you make a determination on how much pressure to put on the exactly. body and those kinds mm-hmm. of things. Having worked in our community, and you both have worked pretty much not exclusively in our community, mm-hmm. you have, you know, patients from all over the place. But what do you see is the most prominent disorder that comes to you? What if you had to pick one thing that you've seen more than anything else in this community, what would it be?
Stress is something that's, for our community, it's something that's just beating us up. It's been beating us up for years. There has to be some type of stress management. I mean, when you got high blood pressure, when you got diabetes, some of those things are produced by stress, and I think our community needs the thing about touch. Touch is you know, man has been touching mm-hmm. since they've been here, massaging. So the thing about, there's different ways to heal. And massage is one of those ways to mm-hmm. just kind of turn the volume down on stress.
Well, when you speak of stress, I was one of those guys back in the day growing up, you know, mm-hmm. you go to the doctor and say, oh, it's stress. And I used to think that was like an excuse. I'm going to be honest. I was ignorant at the time. I said, stress, every time something goes wrong, they tell you it's stress. You know, stress can't be, you know, the cause of everything. But as I grew up, and particularly when I started studying and taking the necessary courses and things to become a counselor, an addiction counselor specifically, what came up? Mm-hmm. Stress. And then when you take that deep dive into it, and it's a word that we throw around a lot, but as African Americans, if you look back at our history in this country, it's a wonder that we all aren't bent over and broke down, because we've been under tremendous stress just based on the things we've had to endure. And now, you know, when I hear the word, I know it's real, but I also am amazed at, you know, I'm looking at the two of you, I'm looking at what's going on here at this station, I'm looking at, you know, the fight that we're still waging, but it's amazing how we as African Americans are still standing, if you will, still fighting, if you will. If you really take some time and think about everything we've had to endure, it's a wonder that everybody's not going to the chiropractor or the doctor. You know, addiction's a big issue in our community, and that's one of the reasons why I decided to address that issue. But, you know, stress, trauma, all of those things are at the root of all of our conditions, and we, you know, tend to disproportionately face a lot of conditions that, you know, because of the stress. Mm-hmm. But in spite of all that, in spite of where we are, I'm amazed at how the strength and resiliency of African-American folks, because we're doing some great things, you know, just like this radio station. We're still moving forward in spite of. Exactly. But I'm glad that we have individuals like yourself who on a daily basis offer an opportunity for people to get some of that stress off of them. Yes.
And it's interesting that our practice is predominantly Black. Mm-hmm. That's something, you know, we could be in other areas, but our practice is basically in our community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People are starting to reach out for something different,
right?
You know, and trying to find that other thing that can help them.
Exactly.
And so we don't just look away from something different now just because it's not what was then the norm, and we're a little more open to accept, you know, going to yoga. We're more open to accept to trying a chiropractor. You know, people tell you go to the chiropractor, oh, he ain't gonna break my neck. You know, that's the first thing everybody thinks. Oh, no, he ain't gonna touch my neck and break my neck.
Right,
but
right.
The misconception of what it really is doing for you is what was, you know, so changing now.
Right.
And has been such a big improvement in trying to get it out.
How long has the chiropractic medicine been around? What's the history of it?
Oh, it's been around for years. Dr. Palmer was one of the first ones who started to teach it and started the school of Palmer. And it came about by him adjusting the spine of a deaf person and actually got them to start hearing, because all the nerves come from the brain and then they come down through the spine and run out, and then they go to where they're going to do whatever function they're going to do. And he ended up adjusting the cervical spine and brought back some hearing in a deaf person. So that's when it started to become studied more. Mm-hmm. And they used to always want to say they were quacks. They don't know what they're doing over there. They don't know what they're doing over there. But the AMA just didn't like that they were able to heal without having to prescribe a medication and do things like that. So they always wanted to make it look as if they weren't really doing it. But our education is exactly like a medical education. Mm-hmm. We just don't do rounds in a hospital or do drugs. So we don't have to take those classes, but we have the same amount of hours as a medical doctor.
Right. And you know, I want to be clear to everyone who's listening, you know, doctors are magnificent. We want them. I go to them all the time. And there are times when medication is
definitely
more than appropriate, is necessary. I know in my industry, it's very necessary when we're dealing with mental illness and things of that nature. So we're not promoting one over the other, but there's a blend, there's a mix. There's, you know, when you have something that's going wrong with your mind or your body, you know, take a look at all of your options, you know, and the healing hands, that touching that we refer to, is one of those options that will help us get through and beyond whatever we're dealing with.
You know, Gerald, an interesting thing is happening now.
Hold that thought, Lee. When we come forward, we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Mel Braxton and Lee Williams, KBLA Talk 1580. This is Urban Family Focus.
More of KBLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
I'm Shelley Wade, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. Russia says it's blocking Facebook. The Russian Communications Agency says it's making the move because of ongoing discrimination against Russian media. The move comes as Russian lawmakers passed a measure that makes the spread of, quote, fake information about the war in Ukraine a criminal offense punishable with fines or jail terms. A statement from the Russian parliament says if the fake news leads to, quote, serious consequences, it could result in 15 years behind bars. And a sequel to I Am Legend is in the works with Will Smith and Michael B. Jordan. The pair will both star in and produce the project, which is a sequel to the 2007 zombie apocalypse film starring Smith. And that's the latest. I'm Shelley Wade from your source for 24/7 news, the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Did you know running your dishwasher every night with Cascade Platinum actually saves water?
Saving water. Smarter with the dishwasher.
It's true. An Energy Star certified dishwasher with Cascade Platinum uses only 4 gallons of water per cycle, while a running sink uses that every 2 minutes. Every load saves water.
Saving water. Smarter with the dishwasher.
So do it every night. Run your dishwasher with Cascade Platinum, the surprising way to
save water.
KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580 reminding you, when we fight, we win. The Mexican American Legal Defense and Educational Fund, or MALDEF, is the nation's leading Latino legal civil rights organization. Their commitment is to protect and defend the rights of all Latinos living in the U.S. and the constitutional rights of all Americans. MALDEF opened its doors in 1968 in San Antonio, Texas, inspired by the civil rights era legal battles of the African American community and fueled by the pervasive discrimination against Latinos. MALDEF was consciously modeled on the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund. MALDEF's litigation and advocacy efforts have led to new laws and policies with wide-ranging impact for the Latino community and the nation as a whole. To volunteer, make a donation, or seek assistance, visit maldef.org. That's MALDEF.org. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
Hi, it's me, Gia Peppers. Tune in to More Than That live this weekend or wherever you listen to podcasts. This week, I'm talking to dynamic duo DeVal and Kadeen Ellis, actors, podcast hosts, and busy parents of four, about their personal family styles. This episode of More Than That is brought to you by Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
At our house, it is a smorgasbord, a cornucopia. Of taste and spices every time we get together. Because,
oh man, envision the plate. Envision
I'm already there.
People come over, they be like, yo, y'all really make everything.
Yes. So it's funny because when both sides of families cross, it's like, when they come to visit here, I gotta make the other side's food because the other side wants to taste the other side. You know what I mean? Just like 2 days ago, I had made some smothered chicken. So I learned from DeVal's side of family how to make smothered chicken.
Yes.
Which was a staple in his household.
Hold on. Let me break it down. Let me break it down for people.
Mm-hmm.
When you're from a southern roots and you marry a Caribbean woman and she takes the time to learn how to make your mother smothered chicken, potato salad, mm-hmm. macaroni salad,
mm-hmm. sure
it does something for your heart. Now I know this woman loves me. You made my mama salad?
still made my mama salad.
Mama salad.
She made my mama salad.
I mean, with the fried chicken, all that.
I'm glad we got a big kitchen now. The whole family. Her father, my father, her mother, my mother, her brother, me, her sister. We all in there just make, what did you make? What did you make? Mm. Let me taste this. Did you taste that?
And everybody has their like specialty too, which is good. Everybody has their thing that we love. So when the plate gets together and you get that bite and that bite slap, like, no.
What the bite do?
Slap.
Charles R. Drew University of Medicine and Science in South Los Angeles is a private university with a public mission dedicated to excellent health and wellness for all in a world without health disparity. CDU offers a range of undergraduate, graduate, and certificate programs to start or accelerate your career in healthcare. Programs include nursing, physician's assistant, pre-medicine, medical, radiology, public health, psychology, and biomedical sciences. CDU has the second most diverse faculty and student population in the country and is repeatedly cited as a top school nationwide for early career salaries. Founded in 1966, CDU remains the only historically black graduate institution west of Texas. Visit cdrewu.edu to learn more and to get your application started. Financial aid support is available. It's time to picture you after CDU. You.
It's always hard for the family when your loved one is hospitalized or in a nursing home. Now, during the pandemic, the limited access for the family makes it even harder. It's more essential than ever to pay attention to the care your loved one is receiving. If you find out that your loved one has fallen, is dehydrated, had a UTI, or if they have bed sores, you trusted the healthcare provider to keep them safe. If the provider has broken that trust, it's time to seek outside legal help. The hospital and the nursing home should be safe places for your loved one. Get the help you need. Call Zorn Basic at Elder Abuse Legal Group. Dial 800-215-1234 or visit elderabuselegalgroup.com. The consultation is free, and if they don't win, you don't pay. That's 800-215-1234 to reach Zorin at Elder Abuse Legal Group. The phone number, 800-215-1234, or go to elderabuselegalgroup.com.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith. Gerald Smith. A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Follow me to Mellotopia. Get on board this jazzy train.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. We're here with physical therapist Lee Williams and Dr. Mel Braxton, chiropractic medical expert. And we're talking about healing hands and how they can help us prevent some of the conditions that we face based on stress and trauma and other issues that we deal with. And Lee, before we took a pause, you were about to make a comment on how we work together with all of the medical community.
Mm-hmm. The culture of massage therapy has really changed. Doc and I have been collaborating now for about the last 15 years, and if I see a patient that I have any questions about, we'll collaborate and see what the best approach to that. But what I'm finding now is that we have a lot of MDs that are sending us patients, mm-hmm. Dealing with anxiety, dealing with depression, and it's just interesting. I just wanted to interject that we have doctors that are sending us patients.
So there's a collaboration going on. And the other thing I noticed you mentioned earlier was how you guys have, not necessarily by design, but by circumstance, have worked mainly within our community. Mm-hmm. And I know you both are supporters of all the good things in our mm-hmm. community. And in support of that, here at KBLA Talk 1580, you know, one of the things we do is we encourage people to download the app so people can listen to this great station no matter where they are in the world. So I want to give out our phone number one more time, 800-920-1580. That's 800-920-1580. And what we're going to do now, we're going to give away actually a free 1 hour massage.
Two stress reduction massages.
Two stress reduction massages, but we're going to do it one at a time. Okay. So if there's somebody out there listening that wants to experience a stress reduction massage, here's the commitment that you have to make. This is KBLA Talk 1580. If you make the commitment, and Reverend Gerald's going to take your word for it, that you're going to get 15 people that you know to download the KBLA 1580 app, give us a call at 800-920-1580, and we will give you a free stress reduction massage. All we want is your pledge, your commitment, that you will get 15 of people that you know, and they could be anywhere in the world, to download the KBLA 1580 app this week. And the massage is yours. 800-920-1580.
Correct.
Dr. Braxton, one of the things that, you mentioned earlier is how chiropractic care is how should we say, grown over the years, more acceptance over the years. So when a person is in a severe pain situation and they come to you, tell us how you help them move from that place of I can't walk to a place of, you know, I'm able to move around and get back to my normal life.
Well, there's several modalities that we use, and all of them come by the touch. Touch is such an important part of treatment in any illness. You know, people don't get touched when they sometimes go to the doctor. It's more of just an examination and then prescribe something unless you've broken a bone where they actually have to put it back together or do a surgery. But in our practice in chiropractic and massage therapy, the healing comes from the hands, because what we do is we actually touch you. We actually adjust the spine. We actually manipulate the muscles, manipulate the body to actually release endorphins and release different chemicals in the body to make the body react differently.
So once I've known a few people who've actually gone to the chiropractor and gone through several treatments to get back on track, and then they usually get a treatment plan to continue to do things on their own to stay stressed. What's the frequency that you recommend that they come back to you?
My plan kind of goes, if you're not in a stressed situation or in an acute pain situation, I say once a month. And that's just like kind of taking care of your car. You know, you take your car to the shop, get it checked, change the oil and do things for it. Mm-hmm. Why not do that for your body? And what you're doing coming to us is actually tuning the body again, just giving it a little work over. Like, hey, okay, let me address some of the things that sitting all day, you know, you're stuck on a chair, your body's not moving, workplace is different now.
Get that oil and fluid changed.
Get the body, get the fluids changed and moving, because that's the stagnant blood and different things that are allowing you to get into those painful situations.
Well, we do have a couple of callers. We're going to, I guess that massage did it, Lee.
Don't miss the hands. Don't miss the hands. I call him Mitts.
So we have Deanna on line one.
Hi.
Hello. So are you calling with a comment or a question for the doctors, or are you calling just specifically for the free massage?
Specifically for the free massage.
Okay. So we have your commitment, your pledge, your right, whether you kiss it up to God, your right hand, right hand over your heart, that you're going to get 15 people this week to download the KBLA Talk 1580 app.
And you know I can do it, Reverend Gerald. Yes, I can do that.
Okay, you got it. So make sure you leave us your information. And I think I have it, but leave us your information, and we will get in touch with you and make sure that you get your massage appointment with Lee Williams.
Yeah, I want my monthly tune-up. That's what I need. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. You're very welcome.
Okay, have a good day.
All right. Line two, Terry from Long Beach.
Yes, this is, oh, hello.
How are you?
So
how
exciting.
Are you?
I'm calling for, I'm wonderful, but I would be even better with the massage.
Okay, all right. Well, Terry, you know, what do you have to do to get this massage, Terry?
I have to have 15 people download the KBLA app.
Absolutely. 15 people. They can be anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world. So I need your oath that's what you're going to take care of this week.
Yes, I will do it.
You will do it, and we will give you a massage. So make sure that we have your information. Leave your phone number and email and contact information, and somebody will be contacting you within a day or so to make sure that you receive your massage certificate. And thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for supporting KVLA Talk 1580. We appreciate you. So, Brother Lee, as far as I want to, before we run out of time here today, I want to get a little serious and talk more about this, the things that are important to me, the anxiety, the depression, those kinds of things that people are dealing with that I know you've seen throughout your career, and I know Dr. Braxton you've seen as well. So we'll start with you, Lee. When it comes specifically to anxiety and depression, I know you say there are doctors referring people to you for that. What have you found to be the best treatment in those situations? Is it more of a deep tissue massage, or is it more of a softer approach to manipulating the body?
It's not a deep tissue massage, because you don't want to create a situation where the patient or client is uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. When people come into us with depression and anxiety, they're probably on a flight or fight pattern where they're constantly in that fight pattern and trying to protect themselves, and the body reacts automatically in this process. So massage, again, can relieve some of that process and get the client or patient back in contact with their bodies, with their feelings.
It's a chance to breathe.
Yeah.
It really is a chance to breathe.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Because when you're in one of the services, you don't have anybody bothering you.
Mm-hmm. You know? It's yeah. quiet time.
Okay. Dr. Braxton, I'm going to let you comment on that when we come forward on Urban Family Focus. This is KBLA Talk 1580. We're talking about healing hands this morning.
Healthy lives, healthy homes, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Dad, seriously, this is not real. Everything is broken down around here. First, the toilet is leaking, and now I'm pretty sure the air is not getting cold. It's hot. Dad, are you listening to me?
Hey, it's Derek with E1 Mortgage. When it rains, it pours. My team and I are here to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity so you can get the cash you need to handle those repairs. So get on the phone and call E1 Mortgage at 310-507-0992. Whether you're a homeowner looking to tackle home repairs or just looking to pay off that nasty credit card debt, call our team today at E1 Mortgage, 310-507-0992. Again, that's 310-507-0992. Because let's face it, if you don't, you won't stop hearing,
Dad!
Get the mortgage
you deserve with E1 Mortgage.
Bill is number 1944450.
KBLA Talk 1580. Unapologetically progressive radio. Black owned and operated from the heart of Leimert Park, USA. From the heart of Leimert Park, USA. We're listening, and the convo continues right now. Right now.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. We're having a conversation this morning about healing hands with physical therapist Lee Williams and Dr. Mel Braxton, chiropractor. And we have a caller on line one. EJ, you have a question for one of our guests this morning.
Yes, perhaps for both. I'd like to know how they dodge the disease, you know. You touching people coming in and out of your office?
Oh, you're talking about COVID. What was the COVID protocol? Okay,
I'm talking about their personal protocol to stay alive, stay away from disease. Are they taking some special herbal potion?
Okay, we will address that. Thank you for your call, EJ. We will address that question you have. But all medical professionals interact with people who have illnesses, and they're trained on how to prevent themselves as best they can from contracting any of those illnesses, and particularly when it comes to touching people. So they do have protocols in all those situations. But thank you so much for your call. Dr. Mel, if you want to, I think I answered his question, but if you got anything else you want to add to that.
If he was asking personally,
we have our own kind of cleansing for ourselves that we do after each person, mm-hmm. and just releasing the energy that we intake from someone. And, you know, if other than that, me personally, mm-hmm. I can speak for myself as eating correctly and doing my own herbs and things like that just to try to do the things to keep me as healthy as possible.
Absolutely. Yes, Lee.
Another thing, too, we have a protocol at the spa. Mm-hmm. The person comes in, we take temperature. We have air purifiers in the spa. We have a different protocol to just keep us safe. Mm-hmm. I mean, thank you, God. I have not had any issues with the virus. Mm-hmm. I've been dodging the bullet, but yeah, we just have a strict protocol at the spa.
Yeah.
Well, we just have a strict protocol at the spa.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, I can attest to that. You know, there is a protocol there, and I'm one of those people who get a massage with my mask on.
And I give massages with my mask on.
So, we understand, but you know, we who work in a clinical situation, we have to take precautions, of course, and as far as dealing with people, but we're on the front lines, if you will, so we can't not serve people who are ill.
But again, if you really take it to that extreme, is that actually by doing the therapy that we're doing, you actually are keeping yourself healthy.
Exactly.
You are preventing yourself from holding a lot of the poor toxins in your body and releasing them so you can stay healthy, mm-hmm. through mm-hmm. the adjustments and through the massage therapy. So you are, those things are very important just within themselves, mm-hmm. to help cleanse the body.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad we were able to address that, because I'm sure that's something that's in everybody's mind. And one of the things we didn't talk about, you know, they are relaxing some of the COVID protocols. But I do know while it was going on, it impacted all of us, and mm-hmm. particularly what you do. So we're going to continue our conversation with Lee Williams and Dr. Mel Braxton when we come forward. This is Urban Family Focus, and you're listening to KVLA Talk 1580.
You're listening to the all-new weekend lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows.
Exclusively on KVLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Hey, Ray Magliozzi here. I'd like to carry more parts at my shop, but I just don't have the room. Every time I go in the back to get wiper blades, I trip over a dusty crate of Honda air filters, then bang my head on some GTO radiator hoses. eBay Motors never has that problem. They stock all the right parts at the right prices. 122 million of them, with everything from new headlights to vintage gear shifters. I can't imagine being able to stock 122 million parts. I mean, where would I get all those shelves? eBay Motors. Let's ride.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, reminding you, when we fight, we win. The youth
Justice Coalition is working to build a youth, family, and incarcerated people's movement to challenge mass incarceration along with race, gender, and class discrimination in the juvenile and criminal injustice systems on the county, state, and national level. They take on the massive lockup of people of color, widespread law enforcement violence, and corruption and consistent violation of young people's constitutional and human rights. The Youth Justice Coalition uses campaigns like Free LA High School, Know Your Rights, Legal Defense, and police and court monitoring to promote safety without relying on law enforcement and lockups. They focus on preventing system contact and pulling people out of the system. YJC uses direct action, political education, and activist arts to expose and pressure the people in charge in order to bring about change. They advocate transformative justice and positive intervention behavior as alternatives to school suspension, expulsion, and arrest. To get involved, visit youthjusticela.org or call 323-235-4243. That's 323-235-4243. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
I love my hardwood floors, but I wasn't sure how to take care of them. Carrying around a bucket was such a hassle. And even worse, my string mop left streaks and haze behind. Then I found Swiffer WetJet Wood, the all-in-one tool made specially for wood floors. Its microfiber-like pad is soft, and it sprays a light mist solution that dries fast. With Swiffer WetJet Wood, it's easy to keep up with the mess on my wood floors. Even that mess.
Swiffer WetJet Wood, proud member of the National Wood Floor Association.
Weekdays.
Weekends.
We've got a lot to talk about.
You're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald. We're here this morning with Lee Williams, physical therapist, Dr. Mel Braxton, chiropractor, and we've been discussing how these two healing hands therapies, if you will, help us reduce stress and relieve depression. It helps us sleep better, and it just gives us an oasis where we can calm ourselves and get away from some of the hustle and bustle that we deal with on a daily basis to stay healthy, both mentally and physically. Mel and Lee, I know you guys mentioned that you have been working together for quite some time and in and around the Culver City area. So let the audience know where they can find you and where you, what some of the things you're doing now.
We're at West Jefferson Medical Wellness Group. It's a spa in Culver City, black owned. The services that we provide there are pain management, chiropractic, massage therapy, esthetician, and weight management and physical therapy. And we've been there for about three and a half years.
And that facility
has been there for
many years.
A lot of people probably know Dr. Donahue that used to own the facility. And we kind of came in after her and have taken over. So it's on the corner, right on the corner of Jefferson and Overland.
Yeah, directly across from, was that a Chevron station?
Denny's and Chevron,
and there's a Denny's on one side.
Right.
So that's where you guys can be. Is there a website you want to give?
The website is www.wjmedicalspa.com.
Okay. One more time.
www.wjmedicalspa.com.
Okay. So that's where these two giants.
That's where the giants will be.
The giants.
When you want the giants healing, of the mitts.
You know, with these huge hands. If you weren't here with us when we first came on the air this morning, I'm sitting amongst two brothers. One of them 6'9 and the other one 6'8. And they're taller than me sitting down when I'm standing up. But we want to thank you guys for being with us this morning and sharing some insight into how the art of touch can be so important in our lives, mentally, physically, and even spiritually. Because what you guys do and what people on the holistic side of the medical spectrum do is actual spiritual.
Correct.
In a sense. And so we're really, really glad that you guys were here today. And we want our audience to take advantage of the things that you're doing. Lee, we thank you so much for those gifts of massages for people downloading the 1580 app. pleasure to have 15 friends.
Thank you for having us.
And I appreciate both of you. I'm Reverend Gerald, and we're glad that everybody was with us today. We have a great lineup here on Saturdays, so we want you to stay with KBLA Talk 1580 for the rest of the day. And we want to see you back here and back next week with Urban Family Focus, and we'll have another interesting guest and interesting topic that will help you live your best life physically, mentally, and spiritually. Black Lives Matter is next. See you next week.